Oh. town of Bethlehem, number 92.
Thank you.
time is this number one?
Offertory. online giving and any donations that we have received. Due to current circumstances, we're not passing the collection basket around, but we have placed a large basket to my right for your convenience.
Please stand. Our entrance in is O Come All Ye Faithful, number 97.
Peace. In love, O God, you created us, and in mercy, you redeemed us. May we come to share in the divinity of Jesus, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. For he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit as one God, forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
Mercy.
Brothers and sisters, in time past, God spoke in partial and various ways to our ancestors through the prophets. In these last days, he has spoken to us through his Son, whom he made heir of all things and through whom he created the universe, who is the refulgence of his glory, the very imprint of his being, and who sustains all things by his mighty word. When he had accomplished purification from sins, he took his seat at the right hand of the Majesty on high, as far superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my Son, this day I have begotten you"? Or again, "I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me"? And again, when he leads the firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all the angels of God worship him." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
He was in the world, and the world came to be through him, but the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him. But to those who did, he gave power to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we saw his glory, the glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Father Sojin regrets that he is not with you this morning. He's not feeling well, but hopefully he will come up very quickly. He does send his best wishes to you and your families for a wonderful Christmas and a blessed beginning to a new year, which I'm sure we all will welcome. There once was a very good man But this man just could not bring himself to believe in God. He didn't hesitate to let others know that he felt that religion and religious holidays like Christmas were just childish fairy tales. He believed that religion was a crutch for people who were too lazy to figure things out for themselves or too afraid to stand on their own two feet. The man maintained that if God were real, he surely wouldn't do some of the dumb things that people said he did. The man's wife, however, did believe in God. She was always quick to tell people that she had been born again. Despite all the disparaging remarks that her husband made, she raised their children to have faith in God. So on one snowy, windy Christmas Eve, the man's wife was taking their children to a church service in the farming community where they lived. As always, she asked her husband to come with them, but he refused. "What a lot of nonsense," he said. "Why would God ever lower himself to come to earth as a man? That's ridiculous." So she and the children left, and he stayed home. And while they were gone, the wind grew stronger and the snow heavier. It was almost a blizzard outside. As the man looked out his living room window, he could see nothing but the blinding snowstorm. So he sat down in a comfortable old chair in front of a blazing fireplace just to relax for a while. He knew his wife would not start home from church until the storm let up. So he had nothing to do but to enjoy a peaceful evening by himself. And then he heard a very loud thump. Something had hit the window. And then another thump. He got up to look out, but he couldn't see more than a few feet in front of him. After a while, the wind and the snow began to let up a little, so the man put on his heavy winter coat and he ventured outside to see what had hit his window. And in the field next to his house, he could make out a flock of wild geese. He guessed that they had been flying south for the winter when they were caught up in the storm and they could no longer make any headway. At least for the time being, they had lost their way and they were stranded. And there they were, madly flapping their wings, blindly flying around the field in low circles. Apparently, a couple of them had flown into his window. The man felt sorry for the geese, and he tried to think of a way to help. The barn would be a great place for them to stay, he thought. It was warm and safe, a place to spend the night and wait out the storm. So walking over to the barn, he opened the doors as wide as they would go, hoping that the geese would notice the open doors and the light inside and go in. But the geese just fluttered around, aimlessly, not even noticing the barn or the shelter it could provide. The man tried to get their attention, but that just seemed to scare them further away. Then he had another idea. He went back into the house and came out with some bread, breaking it up and making a trail with it, leading to the barn. But the geese still didn't catch on. He was beginning to get frustrated, so he got behind the flock and he tried to shoo the geese toward the barn, but that only made them more scared, and they scattered in every direction except toward the barn. Nothing he did could get them to move. "Why don't they follow me?" he wondered. "Can't they see that the only place they can be safe and warm is in the barn?" The man had come to realize that geese are just not going to follow a human being. And so he thought out loud, "If only I were a goose, then I could lead them." And then he had one more idea. Going into the barn, the man picked up one of his own geese. And carrying it outside in his arms, he circled around behind the flock of wild geese and released it. His goose flew right through the flock and straight into the barn. One by one, the other geese began to follow it to safety. He stood by silently, watching them fly into the barn, thinking of the words that he had spoken only moments before. If only I were a goose, I could leave them. And then he remembered what he had said to his wife earlier that Christmas Eve. Why would God lower himself to come to earth as a man? And suddenly it all began to make sense to him. That is exactly what God had done. We human beings were like those geese, blind, lost, afraid. God had his own son become like us so that he could come to our rescue and show us the way and save us. Man finally realized that this was the meaning of Christmas. And as the fierce wind and the blinding snow died down some more, his soul grew quiet and he pondered this wonderful thought. At last, he began to understand why Jesus had been born. Years of doubt and disbelief begin to fade like the passing storm. Right there, outside the barn, kneeling in the snow, the man prayed his first prayer. Thank you, God, for coming in human form to save me from the storm.
I believe in one God,
the Father
Almighty, maker of heaven and earth,
all things visible and invisible.
I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ,
the only begotten Son of God,
born of the Father before all ages,
God from God, light from light,
true God from true God,
begotten and unmade,
consubstantial with the Father,
through a knowing all things created.
Forever.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
in sending forth your Son to be our Savior, you showed your great love for the world. May we always trust in your abiding presence and mercy. Grant these things for which we pray through Christ our Lord.
Amen. During the preparation of gifts, let us sing the first Noel, number 110.
Thank you.
you are holy indeed and ever to be glorified. You love the human race. You always walk with us on the journey of life. Blessed indeed is your Son, Jesus, born in Bethlehem, present as God with us now and always, whenever we are gathered by his love. As once for his first disciples, so now again for us, he opens the scriptures and he breaks the bread. And so, Father, we ask you to send your Holy Spirit to make these gifts holy. Let this bread and wine become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. We recall the day before he suffered so much for our sake. On the night of the Last Supper, when he took bread from the table and gave you thanks, breaking the bread and handing it to his disciples, he said, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In the same way, when supper was ended, he took a cup. Again, he gave you thanks and praise, and handing the chalice to his disciples, he said, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins." Then he said to them, "Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
Let us
us pray to the Father with one heart, one mind, one voice. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Lord, deliver us, we pray, from every evil, and grant peace in our day. By the help of your mercy, keep us free from sin and safe from distress, as we watch and wait in joyful hope for the glorious coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, power, and glory are yours, now and forever.
You said to your apostles, Lord, I leave you peace, my peace I give you. Look not on our sin, but on the faith of your church. Graciously grant us peace and unity in accordance with your will, for you live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
May the peace of the Lord be with you always. Each other the sign of peace.
Of the Lord is in this place.
You give us great joy by letting us participate in the feast of our Savior's birth, Lord God. May we become worthy of living with him forever in the kingdom of your glory by an honorable way of life. Grant this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And
may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth to serve and love the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
As we're sent forth, let us sing Joy to the World, number 84.